The holidays are here yet again, which means gifts. And you may or may not love choosing gifts for people. So what I've done, I'm replaying one of our favorite episodes all about how to choose a gift based on your loved one's intuitive language, depending on how they perceive and receive the messages that come in from spirits. Is also how they process and receive energy and information. So, for instance, if your loved one is a seer, which means they have clairvoyance, they probably are also a visual learner. And guess what? Their preference of visualizing is probably going to come through their gifts too. So, stay tuned and enjoy this episode that we're replaying from last year. All about how to choose a gift based on a seer, empath, owl, or channeler. And if you do not know your loved one's intuitive language, no worries. We've got a quiz for them to fill out just for you. Welcome to Spiritual and Ambitious. I'm your host, Whitney McNeil. I'm a certified medium and spiritual teacher, and I help spiritual and ambitious souls just like you live your life purpose through your career and attract abundance by connecting into your intuition and spirit guides. Let's get spiritual and ambitious. Before we get started today, I want to share some of the spirit messages that are coming through from my Messenger of Spirit Oracle deck. The first message is the root chakra, ground and be present in your body. I think over the holiday time, we forget to be really present with ourselves. We sometimes focus on others or get really lost in our heads and our minds. This could be from reflecting back from our childhood or thinking about other people. But it's really important for self-care, which comes the next card, the healing guide. Focus on your health and choose it above all else. Sometimes in the holidays, we feel like, oh my goodness, I have to do this, or I have to do that, or I'm a bad person, or a bad daughter, or a mom, or whatever your role is that you want to choose. When in fact, we actually have to put ourselves first in order to help others. So really remember to focus on your health. I think it's also a great nod to not to go too crazy with all of the holiday food that can be around. I totally did that last year and I am still working it off. But hey, you do you. All right, let's get into the spiritual gift guide based on your loved one's intuitive language. There are four intuitive languages: the seer, the owl, the empath, and the channeler. And by the way, you have other intuitive languages. I just don't consider them the primary four. So you can actually smell information from spirit. Sounds weird, but it's true. And you can taste information from spirit. So we'll talk about those too. But the first one is the seer. So seers tend to be very visual and they take in information through their sight. So even if they had trouble seeing with their physical eyes, they will picture things in their mind. So even if someone's having trouble with their sight, the visualization of something is really important. But typically, seers are visual learners and they take in intuitive messages from their spirit guides through symbols, colors, pictures that show up in their mind. So you probably know where I'm going with this, but sight, visualization, those things are going to be important to them. So one of the things that you might want to consider is seeing new scenery. This can be really important, especially for those who really love to have that one-on-one kind of quality time, but it doesn't have to be, it could be with a group, but seeing different experiences. If you get really tired of seeing the same old stuff out of your window every day, then it might be time to shake it up and give your loved one a trip or to take them out to a new experience to see something else. I primarily am a seer, so I know this intuitive language really well. And one of the things I was telling my husband, it doesn't feel like vacation unless I have a view. So I can go to a spa, I can go to a wonderful resort, But if I'm not able to see a view, and when I say a view, a beautiful view, not the view of the parking lot, then I don't really feel like I've done something exciting. So scenery is really important in your choices. If you want to book an experience or you want to book a hotel room or something like that, choose a room with a view. Now, also color is really important. Maybe your seer loved one needs to redecorate or wants a new change in their color palette or environment. Just a personal example, in my bedroom, I want to change it up. It feels kind of blah. And this is a little embarrassing to admit, but I have been hanging, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm admitting this. I've been hanging a red bed sheet from my window for months. Oh, I can't believe I said that. But here's why. It will take a custom creation to get a curtain drawn because the window is pretty large and the ceilings are pretty high. And myself and my husband, we don't know exactly how to hang the curtain because we have some other more complicated components. So we have a shade that comes down, and we also have some sort of contraption. I guess it's a valance that is a little bit hard to get in the way. And my husband's like, I don't want to mess it up. So what would be a great gift for me is to, of course, let me pick out the colors, but it'd be great if he would figure out how to hang it up or find someone to hang it up for us. Now, one of the main setbacks here is that where we live is a little bit farther out from the city or the nearest town, but also it's been really hard to find anybody to actually do work. So if you are feeling that way with contractors or you need to get any housework done, I don't know where you live, but in Arizona, especially around Sedona, it's been really challenging. Thus, why we've had a bed sheet up. So yeah, I don't want to be doing that in the next year, but that's another example of a gift that you could have. Now, art. Art is fantastic to look at, to inspire. So you may want to check that out. And art can be personal, but also the colors can be really wonderful too. So if your loved one has a favorite artist, this could be something that's really important for them. Art can be in jewelry, it can be in paintings. And if you're wanting to learn more about art, especially watercolor, I have a wonderful friend, Miriam Schulman, and her website is theinspirationplace.net. She has some beautiful artwork there too. I'll link to it in the show notes. Now, books. This is something that can be wonderful for seers because they are seeing something, and this is especially true when it's something that they're really wanting to learn about. So remember, seers visually take in information, so books are really important and helpful for that. And the same for courses. Now, you know that I have a couple courses that teach about connecting into your intuition and helping you with your empathic nature and so forth and so on. And so I'll link in our show notes to our holiday sale. But it's important to know that visual learning is something that can really speak to your loved one. So if your loved one has been wanting to learn something specific, and you know if it's your intuition and spirit guide connection, then I want to be that teacher for them. Now, anything else that is visually appealing that's important to them can be wonderful. And crystals, that's another one. If your spiritual loved one loves crystals, then it's always great to add another one to the collection. All right, now let's talk about owls. Owls process information through their audio channels. So that means they like to hear things. One of the best presents you can give them is time for them to talk to you. So it can be really great for them to express themselves, but also hear you respond to them and you talk. That's one of the things that you could do. So creating an experience or a date or just some special time between the two of you to actually really have a conversation can be great. Usually music is really important to owls because that's the way they take in information. And it's interesting because certain music can be offensive to them and other music can be really wonderful for them. Now, when I said offensive, I'm not necessarily saying music with really offensive words or anything. I'm talking about just the tone could be offensive. So for instance, my husband, he detests country music, but he loves other types of music. So going to a concert could be something that's really helpful. Another thing that you could do as well is create your own song. I actually have a friend who hired a musician to create a personalized song for her husband. So this is something that you might want to try. Another thing that can be really important is meditation. Meditation can be really helpful for owls and for seers, because meditations will, one, if you're a seer, will help you visualize. But if you're an owl, listening to someone's voice is really helpful. Now, I've got a meditation library. I will link to that in the show notes, and it's only $33. So this can be a great gift for your loved one. And any kind of music could be helpful. So like a crystal bowl healing session or Tibetan bowl healing session, that might be something that your loved one who processes information through their audio channels may really enjoy. And finally, any kind of one-on-one experience for them to talk. I know this next one is going to sound really strange for a presence around the holidays, but therapy sessions can be great. I mean, seriously, going to therapy can be helpful for anybody, but this really gives them a chance to talk. Even if it's not therapy, having some sort of one-on-one session where it involves some sort of talking can be great, like a reading or an astrology session or something like that. Check out our holiday special to see if there are any other experiences that might fit into the owl category, such as readings. They're probably sold out by now, but who knows? I'm going to tell you to check the show notes anyway. And this can be something great because you're listening to someone else talking about your energy. When we come back from this quick break, I'll be giving you some tips about empaths and channelers, and I'll touch on some of the other intuitive languages that are not the primary four. So stay tuned.
As a professional psychic medium, I've done tens of thousands of readings, but I felt a call to move more fully into teaching intuition. But I still get so many requests about doing readings. So while I don't do readings anymore, I have brought in some very trusted colleagues who are now available for live one-hour readings on Zoom. If you would like to book your psychic medium reading, go to messengerofspirit.com/appointments to see our available readers and schedule your Zoom reading today.
Thanks for hanging in there. All right, we're talking about choosing a spiritual gift for your loved one based on their intuitive language. If you do not know your loved one's intuitive language, have them take the quiz. It's messengerofspirit.com/quiz. Just say, hey, take this thing. I need to know this about you. So empaths, they feel information. So anything that helps them with an emotional connection, anything that's really sentimental, fantastic for empaths. This is really the truth behind it. The thought does count. So empaths will most likely rather have a handmade card than you buying a card, for an example. So finding something that produces an experience or a connection. So one of the gifts that I gave my mom, who's a strong empath, was a blanket. And so this speaks to her empathic nature in two ways. One, it's a soft blanket and it's cuddly and it feels really good. But I also put pictures in each patch of the blanket. So when she's using it, she can see pictures of her pets, pictures of me, pictures of our family together. And it helps her walk through this journey. It reminds her that someone really loves her and that she's still connected to me, even though I live across the United States away. But this is something that can be really great. Anything that is fuzzy can be great too, because it provides a sensation so that empaths can literally feel. So emotionally they can feel, but any kind of great material. I have a friend that gives me fuzzy socks and I love it. I really do. So funny that you'll think socks are such a great gift, but they truly are. Also, one of the great things you can gift empaths especially if they are really busy, is alone time. So if you feel, oh my goodness, my wonderful loved one is always giving to others, but rarely has time for themselves, then you might need to figure out how you can help them create some boundaries with alone time. This might mean give them a day at the spa, or say, you know what, we are going to go on a trip. Whatever it is, it might be special time with you if they feel like they don't get enough time with you, because that's an empathic connection. They want to connect. But if they feel like they're always with people, they might need that alone time. So you could say, I'm going to just pay for a trip for you to go for a weekend, or here's your time at the spa, something like that. Now, another thing is one-on-one experiences. One-on-one experiences like Reiki sessions to help get the energy that they've been storing in their energy field because they've been soaking up everyone else's stuff like a sponge, help them shift that stuff out. So Reiki session can be really great. Also, you know, I've got an Oracle card deck that I love. Anything that they can hold and feel in their hands and that feels nice can be great. So having an Oracle card deck. If you love my deck, you could gift it to your loved one. One of the things I've heard about this deck is, oh my gosh, I love the energy emanating from these cards, and I love the way they feel in my hand. So these are some things that you could think about when it comes to your empathic friend or family member. And finally, really listening to them and giving them your attention, focus, and energy is going to be really important too. Channelers. So channelers experience information through knowing and in their body. Most of the time, if people think they are not intuitive, they are a channeler. But of course, you can know you're intuitive and still be a channeler. That's my secondary language. So channelers, because they experience intuition and information so much in the body, I want you to think about experiential things for them. So any kind of experience you can provide for them that they can experience with their body can be great. You may have a loved one who really likes to be active. So any kind of item that helps them experience their body or to work out any energy could be great. I know this next one's going to sound really weird, but if you have the resources and the time, creating a labyrinth for them, perhaps on the land, something of that sort where they can walk around. Basically, getting them out in nature, getting their body moving, anything that will be helpful like that. But you might also have a channeler that's like, no, I don't want to do any work as a gift. That sounds gross. Ew. So here's the flip side of that. Travel can be so important. They get to experience things. They get to eat the food in different cultures. So even if you can't go somewhere, you could provide new food and bake new food and have them have different experiences through their body. So essential oils can be really helpful for channelers because they're experiencing a sensation literally in the body. So I'll link to some of my very favorite essential oils to help balance the body and the chakras, but also some fun holiday scents as well. But this could be great. Candles could be something. Having an experience can be great for them. Maybe setting up a bath and getting them different candles or different bath bombs to help them create this experience. So it doesn't have to be you paying for this elaborate kind of trip, but you could also create an experience within the home. Now, massage can be really helpful too, because they're helping to work out any blockages stuck in the body through massage. Of course, any other kind of thing that's hands-on can be really helpful as well, and anything that they can hold tangibly. So similar with the empath where I was saying feeling is more important. Like, how does it feel? Channelers, what can I hold and experience? So channelers might appreciate some tangible items a little bit more than the others. Oracle cards would still be really great because they're experiencing it. They're getting to do it. Games can be really fun. Game night or something of that sort where you are providing the experience and they are physically engaging with it. Now, one of the things that channelers tend to do as well is write. So getting a wonderful journal or a pen and paper, that can be really helpful too. I have a friend, Patty Lennon, who has a wonderful journal, and I'll link to it in the show notes. Not just writing, but also they like to speak, and it usually will just come out. So one of the things that could be helpful is vocal toning. That might be something that they want to do, or getting them something instructional. So a course can be really helpful. I feel that courses are helpful for all the types because you're seeing, you're hearing your instructor, you're making a connection with the community through the empathic nature. And with channelers, you're also having an experience, but really going through step by step and instructional ways can be really helpful for the channeler to do this step. So step by step teaching can be really helpful. I'm over here behind my mic raising my hand saying, hey, that's how I teach. You can check out the courses and our holiday sale. We have lots of fun discounts and things just for the holidays based on the intuitive languages. So those are the four primary intuitive languages, but you also have people who will smell spirit, so clairaliens, and clairgustance, which is tasting spirit. I think it's probably self-explanatory, but candles, scents, essential oils, that's going to be important for people who have that smelling ability. And I think it can speak to so many people. And then tasting, well, of course, food, any kind of homemade food, or if there's something special that someone really misses at a restaurant in states away, there are some sites out there where you can get these things shipped to the person. Depending on where it is, one is Gold Belly. I am not an affiliate for that. I just have used it personally when I knew that my friend really, really loved lasagna and missed the lasagna over in Italy. So what I did is I found the most authentic Italian restaurant I could up in New York and had it delivered all the way down in North Carolina. So that's something that you might want to check out as well. I hope that you have a fantastic holiday season. And next week, I'll be back with a brand new episode. But until then, here's to staying spiritual and ambitious.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode. And if you loved it, would you please share it with a friend? I would also love your review. And a reminder to subscribe so you never miss an episode. You can find me at messengerofspirit.com. And you can take the four intuitive languages quiz and find show notes there too. If you want to connect on YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram, you can find me at Messenger of Spirit. If you want to continue the conversation, join my free Facebook group at messengerofspirit.com/group. I'll meet you right here next week. Here's to staying spiritual and ambitious.
This podcast is part of the Sound Advice FM network. Sound Advice FM, women's voices amplified.